水。Rain, Jesus, rain.
Grace Beyond Strength, Part 3. We are going through three lessons or three points, three major points upon which we are going to pray. The first point is that God's kingdom rules over everything, including the kingdom of men. Psalm 103, verse 19, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 32, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. We can never, ever deceive ourselves to think that we just exist by ourselves, or we came out of some explosion, sudden explosion, and then evolution evolving to who we are now. Scripture tells us where and when things began, and clearly stated in Psalm 103, verse 19, that God has prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. Over all means over all. And it includes the kingdom of men, as it was shown to Nebuchadnezzar. When he thought in his heart that he was the greatest, the mightiest of all, the Lord humbled him to the point of turning him into an animal, until he realized that the Most High God ruleth in the kingdom of men. Regardless of how your throne looks like, whether your throne is made up of gold, or your throne has diamond fittings on it, no matter how great your palace may seem, no matter how technologically advanced your domain may be, maybe your car, as for your car, it can fly, it can swim, it can do whatsoever you command it to do. Probably you have over 100 houses. Maybe you have acres of land. And so you are a king in your own right. The word of the Lord says that God has established his throne in the heavens. You can be doing what you like on the earth, but you can't go and do that in the heavens. And he says his kingdom ruleth over all. It extends from the heavens down onto the earth. He says that he has made the earth his footstool. And we know in Psalm 39, David was asking, Where can I hide from your presence? If I go to the furthest mountain, you are there. If I enter the deepest valley, you are there. There's no place I can hide from you, Lord. God has established his kingdom to rule over everything. Nobody can escape. The Malam can't escape it. The Imam can't escape it. The Archbishop can't escape it. Everybody, wherever you are, the kingdom of God supersedes everyone. You may think that you are stronger than Hitler. Your day will come when you will know that God's kingdom is above yours. You see, he is who you call the Most High God. Say after me, the Most High God.
The Most High God.
It means above him, there is no one else. He is the author of life, the creator of all creation. We serve a mighty God. Amen.
Amen.
And nothing surprises the God we serve. Nothing surprises him. Look, maybe your next vision is to make $1 million in one day. Every single day, want to make $1 million. So in a year, you are talking about, you know, multiples. Or probably, let's even increase it. Probably you want to make $1 billion a day. On head of, that is what you want. The things people have not heard of, that's what you want to do. Maybe you want to marry 1 million wives. You want to go beyond Solomon. Or probably you want your church cathedral, maybe your church, should be the biggest imaginable church. Tell your neighbor, nothing surprises God. Nothing surprises God. So God is not impressed by the size of your yacht. He's not impressed by your gold plane. He's not impressed by finishing first class at age 10. God is not surprised. Nothing surprises him. He says he's the one who makes, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11, he's the one who makes everything beautiful in his time. But watch this. Also, he had set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. You can't surprise God. He rather will surprise you.
Amen.
He knows the end from the beginning. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. What he chooses to do, that is what he does.
Amen.
He is the one who could tell Abraham years away that your children, your seed, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, they are going to be in captivity for 400 years. It wasn't lotto staking, the lottery. That, oh, God was just saying that, oh, maybe, you know, just playing with the numbers. No, he gave him precise, exact. We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
To understand the grace, the power of the grace of God, which goes beyond our strength, you must know the kind of God we serve. The kind of God who provides this grace. When you know the size of the God you serve, the immeasurable, unquantifiable, the greatness of the God you serve will make you appreciate the level and depth of grace that he can provide to go beyond your human limitations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say after me, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the power of your grace.
For the power of your grace.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That no matter how great and big you are.
No matter how great and big you are.
Yet. You are mindful.
You are mindful.
Of me.
Of me.
I can never. Thank you enough.
Thank you enough.
I can never. Praise you enough.
Praise you enough.
I have this confidence
in you
that no matter how weak,
no matter how small
I may seem,
your grace
will take me
far
to fulfill
your purpose
in my life. Begin to thank the Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Your grace.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
your purpose in my life. In the name
Thank you,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Left to men, I would never amount to anything, but I serve a mighty God whose kingdom ruleth over all and whose power upon my life establishes purpose. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So you cannot surprise God, and may God constantly bring good surprises. He says, "His thoughts concerning us are of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end." May God constantly surprise you with good things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All things working together for your good. Romans 8:28. Everything working together for your good. Hallelujah. Where the enemy thought that you would fall, may the Lord surprise everyone in the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes 1:9. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. It may look different, but there is nothing new under the sun. The same God of old who delivered others will deliver you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. God's word is mightier and supersedes any medical report.
Amen.
Say after me, the word of God.
The word of God.
The promises of God.
The promises of
they
God.
They supersede any medical report.
Any medical reports.
Thank the Lord for healing.
Thank you, Jesus. Healing. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing.
By the promises of God, begin to change that medical report now. Thank you, Lord. 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 Habarababu shebedede abaraba. Ramamayandedebekaba. All things are possible to them that believe. By your grace and your promises, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. It says the barren shall have seven. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich.
Thank you for your healing power.
Whose report shall we believe? We shall believe in your promises, Lord. We may not be able to finish today, but let's go to our second point. If we don't finish today, we'll continue in another teaching. God's assignment or purpose for man precedes one's birth. God's assignment or purpose for man precedes one's birth. Before God brings you to life, he already has his purposes established for you to come and play your role. Adam was not created before the things. Everything was put in place. The plan was put in place, and then God brought in Adam to play his role, to fulfill his part. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. This is Mordecai talking to his niece. Esther, Queen Esther, who was now the queen. If thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews, your people, right? From another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And I love this part. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Say after me, for such a time as this.
For such a time as this.
Who knows? Perhaps God brought you to this time, into this very generation, into this very perverse, folly driven generation, this very social media generation, this very TikTok time, this very time that many youth are disrespectful towards their parents, this very time that money seems to be controlling everything, who knows? God may have brought you for this reason. I believe that God brought you into this time for a purpose, his own purposes. Today we'll end here, but before we end, don't let the purpose of God pass you by. It starts by giving your life to Christ Jesus. If you give your life to Christ Jesus and you know yourself that for about a year now, you haven't even stepped into church because you're offended. You have problems and issues with everybody. You know very well, it seems your parents can't understand you. Nobody can understand you. You know in your heart that you feel an emptiness. You thought you knew the Lord, but you feel an emptiness in your heart. The grace of God has no limit. The grace of God has no limit. Rahab was a prostitute in a foreign land. One day, spies came there to come and destroy her homeland, the people of God. She immediately took advantage of it, and she helped these spies. And today, Rahab's name is in the Bible as a woman of faith. Your name and your destiny can change today. Amen. If you can say this prayer after me, Lord Jesus, I admit I cannot help myself. I thank you for the sacrifice you made for me. Today, I surrender my life totally and completely to you. I let go of any idols in my life. I let go of anything that I've held on to. I let go of anything that, Lord, I have believed in, and I believe in you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Be Lord and Master over my life. From today and forever, I dedicate my life into your hands. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you've said this prayer, a number will be shared. Engage with us through that number or the contact information, and we'll show you what to do. God richly bless you for everyone who's been part of this time of prayer and word. God bless you, and may the Lord continually enlarge his grace in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed. You are preserved by the grace of God. No one can touch you. No plan of the enemy can be fulfilled in your life. May the Lord continue to surprise everyone about his workings in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every promise we've read in God's word today, let it be fulfilled in your life. In the name of Jesus. Like it was in Esther's life. Let your life be glorious in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Yes, more, yeah, yeah, yes, more, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
If you just gave your life to Christ, you can contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you for joining us.
Amen. Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
God bless you for joining us. We meet again at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Shalom. Oh,